You and I talked before the game, Bobby, about what it would mean to accomplish this. Has it hit you? Did it sink in yet what this was all about?
Well, yeah, I think it has because we've talked about it so much and made some goals for the team. And number one, we wanted to be a winning team, so we wanted to have a winning record, and I think that's important. And then if you're going to be in a bowl, you want to win it and be called champion. And our guys came through, and I think those are two big steps for our program.
Did this game go pretty much the way you thought it needed to go to win it in terms of the style of game and the whole approach to it?
Well, we had to play great defense, and we did. I was very proud of those guys, especially how many injuries we had there. And, they just kept battling. And then the special teams had to be top-notch, and they all stepped up and did their job. And then when we had to, we threw – couple passes and got some position to kick a couple field goals and did enough on offense that we could hang in there and win the game.
Talk about the approach with the quarterbacks. Larry came out, played very well early. Chris came in, made some things happen. It became apparent Chris probably couldn't pass the ball very well, but even in times when everybody knew you were going to run, he was still able to make a couple of big plays for you.
That's correct, and we felt like we could block him enough that he could get around there and get free. But sometimes they put so many guys up there that you can't run it, and we had to throw it, and he didn't do a very good job of that. But Chris made some big plays for us and got us in position to keep the ball and keep it away from them and get good field position. Field position was huge in this game.
Well, that's why your MVP is a punter.
Exactly. Who would have thought?
Oh, man, he had a terrific game, as did Brian Honfelt as well. And we'll talk more about those guys and more about the win with Coach Johnson right after this. Vanderbilt a winner over Boston College by a score of 16-14. And we mentioned earlier Brett Upson being the most valuable player. Special teams in close, low-scoring games are such a big factor. And, just analyze it. It looks to me like it went probably about as well as it could have in that regard, special teams-wise.
Oh, I think so. We did a good job with the rugby punting, and the one time we didn't rugby, he boomed one down there. And we had great field position because of our special teams and especially because of Brett's punting. So it's hard to keep drives alive when you, number one, are going against the wind, which they were in the first quarter and the third and the fourth quarter. And then when you have bad field position, it's tough to drive it all that way down there. So it served us well.
How concerned were you in that first quarter? You get that two quick drives down there, and you have to take field goals both times, especially on that second drive when you had third and inches and could not convert it.
Well, we didn't do a very good job in third downs, especially third and short. I mean, we've got to do better than that. And that's going to be an emphasis that we're going to put in spring practice, that we've got to be more proficient on third and short, and it ought to be automatic. We ought to be able to get those third and ones, at least 80-90% of the time.
This was a last game for 21 Vanderbilt players. You talked about the seniors all year. You and I talked about them the other day, that they're one of the main reasons you thought that you would be here tonight, because of them from the beginning.
Well, they have provided great leadership, and they sort of kept this team together. And even though we lost some high-quality players from last year's team, these guys said, hey, we can be better, and everybody believed them, and they led that team to work on everything we had to do to get that done. So they deserve a tremendous amount of credit. The Leadership Council also does, the guys who represent each position. They were proactive about it. They just didn't react to what I told them. They were always thinking about things that could help our team and coming to me about them. So it's great to have those kind of kids on your team.
You had a month to get ready for this game, or just there was a month of time between these games. And for a lot of that time, the talk was, well, BC's a favorite. Vanderbilt struggled toward the end of the season. They're 6-6. Some people were saying don't even belong in a bowl game. Was that motivational talk for you guys? Did you use that building up to this game?
Only every day. So it was big. We felt like that not many people were giving us a chance. And in fact, I brought up the ESPN poll every day that 90% of the people in the country thought that we were going to lose. So we just like to disappoint all those people.
Well, and that's you know what? It turned out to be a great ball game. I thought the other thing, I think BC is a classy program. It was all week, it seemed like, you know, two really quality groups of guys and programs that enjoyed the week and then played a very physical but very classy football game today.
I agree 100%. I enjoyed being around those guys when we had functions that brought us together, and I enjoyed the coaching staff. They got some really good guys there, and, you know, it is a first-class institution.
Does this raise the bar for the program, in your opinion?
No doubt, and we have a lot of work to do. We got things that we have already identified that we need to get better. I think some of the younger guys that we got coming up will help us do that. I think some of the guys that we hopefully can close out in this recruiting can come in and help us do it. And we got a bunch of guys coming back who have gotten used to winning and liking it. So we feel good about it.
How was the crowd for you today?
The crowd was fantastic. I mean, I looked around and it was, you know, black and gold everywhere. And I'm telling you something, Joe, you were lucky to be in the booth. It was cold out there today.
Well,
and for those fans to sit there and cheer us on in those elements, it was great.
Well, we had the windows open up here, so we got of it. You know, we got a little bit of it there for you. But, hey, congratulations. It turned out to be a wonderful season and certainly a memorable one, and, you know, just a terrific job. And congratulations to you and all the coaches and the guys. It was a great year.
Thanks, Joe. It was a lot of people who've helped us out, the entire university, and I just want to thank everybody involved, and especially you and you know, Kevin. I don't even know if he imitated me enough this year or not, but we thank everybody. It was fun year. You know, there's some ups and some downs, but it was a fun year.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Go enjoy it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Coach Bobby Johnson, a lot of valid points there, John, talking about the young players. But it's typical Coach talking about, well, we've already identified some things that we've got to get right to work on.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you just can't turn that mind off when you talk about constantly improving. And I think that's just one of the things about Bobby Johnson that makes him successful and will help make this program continue to be successful, is that never being satisfied. You're never going to be the best, but you always got to strive to be better, and that's exactly what he's focused on.
So we'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up from the stadium here. Vanderbilt a winner in the Gaylord Hotels Music City Bowl, 16-14.